आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इंडियन एस्ट्रोनॉट शुभांशु शुक्ला एंड थ्री अदर क्रू मेंबर्स ऑफ एक्सियम 4 मिशन टू रिटर्न टू अर्थ टुडे। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू अटेंड एनुअल कॉन्वोकेशन ऑफ रेवनशॉ यूनिवर्सिटी एट कटक इन ओडिशा टुडे। India achieves 50% clean energy capacity 5 years ahead of target. Delhi government sets 20-day pollution clearance deadline for green category industries to boost ease of doing business. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend SCO Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China today. And in cricket, England beat India by 22 runs in the third test to take 2-1 lead in Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth today after spending 18 days at the International Space Station, ISS. They departed from the orbiting laboratory ISS yesterday on board the SpaceX Dragon for the approximately 22-hour journey back to Earth. The splashdown is expected to take place off the coast of California in the US at 3 p.m. IST today. More from our correspondent.
Axiom 4 mission's Space Odyssey began on June 25th when the Falcon 9 rocket carrying the Dragon space capsule blasted off from Florida towards the ISS. Group Captain Shukla is only the second Indian to have gone to space. His trip came 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma flew aboard a Russian Soyuz in the year 1984. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. On Sunday, NASA's expedition crew organized a traditional farewell ceremony for the Axiom 4 crew. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Shukla described his space journey as truly incredible.
It has been an incredible journey. I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. The team that is standing behind me, you guys have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission, all the colleagues at ISRO who have worked tirelessly in developing all the protocols, the science and the outreach activities.
This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, is a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, NASA and ISRO. Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 13th annual convocation of the Ravenshaw University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of 3 buildings of Ravenshaw Girls High School at Cuttack in Odisha today. She is also scheduled to grace the birth anniversary celebration of Adi Kavi Sarala Das, a great Odia poet and scholar born in the 15th century, and present the Kalinga Ratna Award for 2024 also at Cuttack. Security has been beefed up ahead of the president's visit to Cuttack. India has achieved a landmark in its energy transition journey by reaching 50% of its installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources, 5 years ahead of the target. More from our correspondent.
This significant milestone underscores the country's steadfast commitment to climate action and sustainable development and signals that India's clean energy transition is not only real but also accelerating. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi said, "In a world seeking climate solutions, India is showing the way." He said achieving 50% non-fossil fuel capacity 5 years ahead of the 2030 target is a proud moment for every Indian. Mr. Joshi said, "Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership continues to drive Bharat's green transformation, paving the path towards a self-reliant and sustainable future. Flagship programs such as PM Kusum, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, Solar Path Development and the National Wind Solar Hybrid Policy have laid a strong foundation for this transformation. Despite having one of the lowest per capita emissions globally, India remains among the few G20 countries that are on track to meet or even exceed their nationally determined contributions commitments." Harpreet Kaur, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Delhi government has set a 20-day pollution clearance deadline for green category industries to boost the ease of doing business. Delhi's Environment Industries Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said that this is a sharp reduction from the earlier 120-day time frame. This reform will directly benefit over 65 types of industries classified under the green category, typically non-polluting and low-risk sectors, which were earlier subjected to long and complex approval procedures. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Foreign Officers Ministers meeting at Tianjin City in China today. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. The foreign ministers will exchange views on SCO cooperation in various fields and major international and regional issues. Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral meetings with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. External Affairs Minister underlined the need for cooperation on transborder rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to Morning News. In Bihar, more than 6.6 crore voters have submitted their enumeration forms during the ongoing special intensive revision of voters' list, covering 83.66% of 7.89 crore electorates. The ECI has said the verification work of over 88% voters has also been completed. More from our correspondent.
After completion of verification of over 88% of voters from electoral roll under special intensive revision drive in Bihar, it has been found that out of approximately 7 crore voters, 12 lakh voters have been deceased. Additionally, more than 17 lakh voters are permanently residing outside Bihar. The Election Commission has stated that approximately 5.5 lakh voters have their name registered at two locations. After the completion of this process, it is estimated that more than 35 lakh voters' name will be eliminated after the existing voter list after the verification. The commission has clarified that after the publication of draft voter list, voters will have the right to file claims and objections, which will be investigated. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Neelam Kaushik, Akashwani News.
In Sikkim, the country's first digital nomad village is officially inaugurated at Yaktin village in Pakyong district yesterday. This marks a step towards creating a sustainable, community-driven destination for digital nomads from across the country and the world. More from our correspondent.
The Nomad Sikkim is a joint initiative of the Pakyong District Administration and Sarvahitai NGO to develop a digital nomad hub for working professionals. It is designed for professionals seeking a balance between remote work and a peaceful lifestyle. Yaktin Village is well equipped with high-speed Wi-Fi networks to ensure reliable connectivity, while also promoting eco-friendly practices and fostering a sustainable remote work environment. This initiative has already begun hosting its first digital nomads. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
And now a weather update. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for rainfall over parts of Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh today. According to the IMD, extreme heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh for the next 2 days. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand today. Intermittent rainfall continues across most parts of Himachal Pradesh. Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts today. A yellow alert has been issued for heavy rainfall in Bilaspur, Kangra, Kulu and Mandi districts. A report.
In Himachal Pradesh, intermittent rainfall has been continuing since last night in the state capital Shimla and most other areas. According to scientist Sandeep Kumar Sharma from the Meteorological Centre Shimla, the state has recorded over 19% more rainfall than normal so far in this monsoon season. As per the latest report of the State Emergency Operations Centre, 22 cloudbursts, 31 flash floods and 18 landslides have been reported in the state. The Meteorological Department has advised people living near river banks and dams to remain alert and follow the instructions issued by the administration. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Flood-like situations have arisen in some districts of Rajasthan due to continuous heavy rain from the last 2 days. In the last 24 hours, 10 inches of rain was recorded in Chittorgarh, 9 inches of rain each has been recorded in Bijolia of Pali and Bhilwara, and 5 inches of rain has been recorded in Kota. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rains in Ajmer, Nagaur and Pali. Also, an orange alert has been issued for 10 districts of the state. More from our correspondent.
Normal life has been badly affected in many districts of the state due to heavy rain. The low-lying areas of Pali, Kota, Bundi and Jodhpur have been submerged. The district administration has declared a holiday for schools in Kota and Pali today. More than 12 people have died in rain-related accidents in the last 2 days. Apart from this, 6 youths were swept away in the Chambal River in Kota. The Met Department has forecast that heavy rains will continue for the next 2 days. With Jitendra Dwivedi from Jaipur, Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News.
And now, news from the world of sports. Ravindra Jadeja's valiant effort went in vain as England narrowly defeated India by 22 runs on the fifth and final day of the third cricket test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London last night. We have a report.
Chasing a target of 193 runs set by the host, India were bowled out for 170 despite Ravindra Jadeja's unbeaten 61. Jofra Archer and Ben Stokes took 3 wickets each. Earlier, both teams scored 387 in their first innings. Stokes was named player of the match. With this, England now lead the 5-match series 2-1. In badminton, Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lead India's charge at the Japan Open kicking off today. PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen and teen star Unnati Hooda also returned to action in their opener rounds. In chess, 4 Indian women, Vaishali, Harika, Hampi and Divya, advanced to the pre-quarters of the FIDE Women's World Cup. Vaishali and Harika won dramatic tie-breaks while Hampi and Divya cruised through. And in football, India's under-20 women's team held Uzbekistan to a 1-1 draw in a friendly match. India's Sulanjana Rahul scored the equaliser. The two sides meet again tomorrow ahead of the next month's AFC qualifiers. With Mayur Jain's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto. He called the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "We have seen reports regarding disruption created by mischievous elements during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto." He said, "Such despicable acts are regrettable and are against the spirit of the festival, which seeks to promote unity, inclusivity and social harmony." US President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a secondary 100% tariff on countries that import oil, gas and uranium from Russia, saying he is very unhappy with Moscow's refusal in finding an end to the war with Ukraine. Speaking to reporters with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House, he gave a 50-day deadline for the punitive tariff to take effect if Russia does not make a peace deal with Ukraine. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Pramod. The story of DGCA ordering inspection of fuel switch locking system in most Boeing planes is widely covered as headline in the Hindustan Times and Asian Age. The Hindu headlines, India-China must move forward on de-escalation, Jaishankar tells Wong. The Tribune headlines, EAM raises LAC de-escalation restrictive trade with Beijing. All papers report the homecoming of Shubhanshu Shukla after 18 days in space. The Statesman headlines, Shukla undocks from ISS, begins journey back home. The Economic Times headlines, retail inflation at 6-year low, wholesale price index returns negative. And finally, the passing away of the oldest marathoner at 114 years, Fauja Singh, who smashed many age group world records, is splashed across the front pages of all newspapers. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of Axiom 4 mission to return to Earth today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend annual convocation of Ravenshaw University at Cuttack in Odisha today. India achieves 50% clean energy capacity 5 years ahead of target. Delhi government sets 20-day pollution clearance deadline for green category industries to boost ease of doing business. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend SCO Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China today. And in cricket, England beat India by 22 runs in third test. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.